from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has formally declared victory over the Islamic State in Mosul. He spoke from Mosul's Old City in a speech carried on state television. Abadi said the win is a victory over oppression, brutality, and terrorism. He said following the success in Mosul, the country still faces challenges, including destroying Islamic State terrorism cells that still exist in the country and creating stability for the entire nation. Hours before Abadi's speech, witnesses reported heavy fighting still underway in parts of Mosul. The fall of Mosul marks the end of much of the Islamic State caliphate in Iraq. The group still controls some territory outside Mosul, as well as territory in neighboring Syria. Strained U.S. relations with Turkey are beginning to improve, but U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says they will require much more work. He stopped in Turkey, and before he left, he said he believed he and the Turkish leader, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, were making progress in rebuilding trust and stressed the importance of the U.S.-Turkish relationship. Tillerson is now in Kuwait, trying to help resolve the impasse over the blockade of Qatar by its Persian Gulf neighbors. He's also due to visit Saudi Arabia and Qatar this week. Tillerson traveled to Kuwait at the invitation of the country's emir. His first stop was Kuwait City. Last month, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Egypt, and others severed diplomatic ties and instituted a land, air, and sea blockade of Qatar. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington.